President Zelensky says that thousands have been killed in Mariupol, if I'm saying the name of the town right.
Yeah, I mean, half the time you don't know if you're saying the names of these towns right. Like, we used to call it Kiev, and now it's Kiev to some people.
Yeah, guess they know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The leader of Austria has agreed to go to Moscow and have a chat with Putin.
Really?
Who was that?
Oh, it was me, Fauci. I did it.
So, are you poo-pooing that?
No. Things just started to come out.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. So the Austrian leader will meet with Putin in Moscow, they say, in the next few days.
Yeah. See if he can talk any sense into this guy.
French election going on. We thought Macron was doing well and was very strong, but it turns out, I guess in his own party, there's a challenge.
Yeah.
So now Macron will face Le Pen.
Le Pew?
No, Le Pen.
Oh, I thought you said like Pepe Le Pew.
No, not Pepe Le Pew, Le Pen.
Le Pen. Le plume and la table boom.
That was gibberish, right?
Yeah.
So, Macron will face Le Pen in the runoff election.
Yeah, there you have it.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. President Biden trying to deal with some domestic issues. Well, he's picking a new ATF nominee, and the agency he's having it focus on what's called ghost guns.
What?
Well, I've heard of those before. That's like guns that are not registered and they don't have serial numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about.
So, new ATF nominee going to go deal with the ghost guns. President says that ghost guns are the big problem.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, he's all worried about the ghost guns.
What about the people who use them? Maybe they're the problem.
Yeah, crime's up all over the place. Mayor Adams in New York, he's trying to work on the crime stuff, but now he's got to stay home for a week.
Really?
What is it, detention or something?
Ah, come on.
No, he's tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
So Mr. Mayor is going to have to stay home. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
A student has been charged with attempted murder after he attacked one of his teachers.
Yeah. With full intention to take him out.
You know what the motivation for the attack was?
What?
Bad grades.
Uh-oh.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Tiger played the Masters over the weekend. Did not do well.
Well, can you expect that he would do well? I mean, the lower half of the body's been all busted up. The guys had to learn how to golf again.
Yeah, but the critics will be there just ripping him apart.
Yeah.
We believe, I think pretty unanimously here at the Mickey Gordon program, that got to be nice to the Tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, at least he's trying. At least he got around the course.
Yeah. How would you do after you've been crushed in an automobile accident?
I don't know. Now Elon Musk will not join the board of Twitter, even though he's the largest shareholder. I think he's decided he doesn't have the time to sit around and listen to a bunch of people whine and moan.
Which is what most board meetings are like.
From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Gordon program with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty representing the octogenarians. President Bill Clinton on political advice.
Man, I can tell you what they're doing wrong and what they're doing right, baby. Good to be here.
Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
If you feel like it, wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask.
A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Yeah, well.
And now here's Mickey Gordon. Yeah, there we go. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. We're into April 11th.
Yeah, tax day around the corner.
Don't dodge it, baby. That wouldn't be good. Now, that's advice from Bill.
Yeah.
Who knows? From President of the United States. Yeah, it was a good time, man. We had a good time. I don't think they're having as good a time these days as we did.
Yeah.
Good old Southern party, baby. Hey, honey, come show me your melons, baby.
No.
All right, Bill, let's go. Family show, right? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about another show. I like talking about them things. And I like looking at them things, too, baby.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Yeah, Bill, take it easy. You want a sedative or something?
No, Fauci, I don't need a sedative. When Hill hits me over the head with a vase, that's a pretty good sedative.
Yeah. Knock them cold.
All right, can we get to the history lesson here today? Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. Thank you, Bill.
You're most welcome.
1865 on this date, Abraham Lincoln made his last public speech.
Wow. 47 years ago.
1868 on this date, U.S. Army Commander Ulysses S. Grant. I don't know why I can't say his first name.
Ulysses.
Army Commander Grant was stopped for speeding in his horse-drawn buggy. 3 months later, he was stopped again. This time, first time was a warning.
Yeah, Mr. Grant, we warned you, now we're going to charge you $5.
Yeah. Mr. Grant said, put it on my tab.
Yeah.
1882 on this date, U.S. Patent number 256265 was issued for the block clock.
Block clock?
Yeah, it was an alarm clock mounted over the bed that at a set time dropped 24 small wooden blocks on the head of the sleeper.
I guess to wake him up.
Yeah. 1970 on this date, Apollo 13 was launched.
Yeah.
1981 on this date, 12 days after he was wounded in an assassination attempt, President Ronald Reagan returned to the White House.
Yeah, after catching a bullet.
Yeah, he almost punched out.
Yeah. It was very close.
See, 2009 on this day, big controversy at the White House.
Oh, this is during Barack's run, right?
Yeah. Big controversy at the White House when Chicago-born President Barack Obama had 140 people over to the executive mansion one evening to have some deep dish pizza.
Yeah. That was this date in 2009.
Well, the pizza he served up was St. Louis deep dish. Mark Malinati, owner of the 30 Lou Malinati's pizzerias in the Chicago area, was there, and he said he liked President Obama's economic policy, but he thought the president's pizza policy should change.
Alright.
It was an interesting story there.
Yeah.
State in 2020, Farm Aid was held virtually and was called Farm Aid at Home.
Yeah.
Included Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Black Pumas, Bonnie Raitt, Buzz Skaggs, Brandy, Chris Stapleton, Edie Brickell, Jack Johnson, Jamie Johnson, and others.
Yeah, others.
And that is the history lesson for today on the Not Quite Famous Mickey Gordon program. Special events today.
Yeah.
It's Barbershop Quartet Day, Cheese Fondue Day, 8-Track Tape Day, World Parkinson's Disease Day, and Move Your Furniture Around the Room Day.
Yeah.
Let's do some birthdays here for April 11. Joss Stone, 35. Kelly Garner from Taking Woodstock, Lars and the Real Girl, 38, model and actress Alessandra Ambrosio from the Daddy's Home films.
Sounds dirty.
I'm not familiar with them.
Could be a skin flick, baby.
I don't think it is. But anyhow, Alessandra is 41 today. British TV personality Jeremy Clarkson, 52. Louise Lasser from Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, 83.
I remember that.
And actor, singer, dancer, director Joel Grey.
Yeah.
90 years old today.
Yeah.
Number for the day?
Yeah.
Is 3.
Really? What is 3?
3 is the number of different lunch meals most of us rotate through each week.
So we only basically have 3.
Yeah, 3. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh,
I know it hurts. It's Monday. News headlines next. iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon. News you may not have thought about or didn't even see or hear. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has, of course, been confirmed to the Supreme Court as our next Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
It's now official that she will be sworn in sometime in June or July.
Yeah. Maybe she can, like, you know, wander around the country in a camper or something for a while. She's got some time to kill. Yeah.
She can get in some me time between now and then.
Yeah.
And once she's sworn in, she will receive her official Supreme Court justice tattoo.
Yeah, right there on the right buttock. Excuse me, Judge Jackson. Can you bend over a little bit more there so we can tattoo? Gotta finish the symbol.
National Sleep Foundation report says that it's important for people of all ages to establish a consistent sleep schedule.
Yeah.
That is all.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, of course, wrapped up the Masters on Sunday with his worst ever score at Augusta.
Yeah.
Researchers say as little as 30 minutes of walking can alleviate depression.
Yeah. So alcohol and drugs.
Yeah. We do not condone that. Chris Rock says he's not talking about the slap.
Ow.
Until somebody pays him for it.
Yeah.
That's what he said at it. Because he was somewhere in California. He travels around, does his stage show. Of course, it's selling out everywhere.
And Will Smith no longer can go to Academy Awards for 10 years, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Kind of was yesterday's news. Researchers discovered that baby chicks, like humans, count from the left to the right.
Really? And how much did they spend on that research?
Oh, probably millions. And finally, Martha Stewart shared very startling news. She was at her farm in Westchester County, New York. And apparently, there was a lynching on the farm.
Yeah.
Her 4 dogs killed one of her cats.
Oh, gnarly.
She tore the sucker apart, huh?
Yeah.
That's just terrible. You know, the dogs need the cat.
Well, you know, when the dogs are having fun, they just start tearing it up, you know.
So anyhow, that's kind of depressing news. Martha Stewart's 4 dogs killed one of her cats. The highlight of the weekend there. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Other news nuggets are coming up next. Mickey Gordon. Time for Darwin at Work.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. Darwin at Work.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old was killed as he and another teen took turns firing guns at each other while wearing body armor.
Oh, there's a good idea.
You're kidding me. I mean, I thought it would... They thought it would be advisable to put on body armor and let's have a little fun.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, the shooter and another teen have now been arrested in connection with the death of the 18-year-old boy. The shooting was captured on smartphone video by an 18-year-old who was also at the home watching the boys at the time.
Just chilling.
Yeah. All right, Jim, my turn.
Oh, that hurt a little bit. All right, you shoot me.
Doo-doo, I missed.
What?
Hit him in the head. Dad's going to be pissed. Three teens firing guns at each other, wearing body armor, you know, having fun.
Yeah.
One is now dead.
And that's Darwin at work.
A robot could soon be making your tortilla chips at Chipotle.
Yeah.
The robots, they say, will be used to combat the labor shortage in the U.S. Chippy is the name of this new robot. And it is named and designed by Miso Robotics.
Yeah, Miso.
And apparently this robot will be able to cook and season Chipotle's popular chips.
Yeah, there we go. It'll help on the chip aisle.
Back in 2000 and 2001, of course, Tiger Woods won four straight major championships in what would later be known as the Tiger Slam.
Yeah.
The title is 681 T-Irons that he used to win the Tiger Slam were just sold by a man who had bought them at one point a number of years ago and decided he wanted to get rid of them. The club sold for $5.1 million.
Wow. You're dead.
Do you like to live a basic, sustainable life and dream of waking up and continuing and counting penguins in Antarctica?
Yeah. Make it golden.
Maybe that's what I should do, the way things are going here. Maybe you want to watch seals and whales and stay busy with daily life or witness a sunrise over the snow-capped mountains. The UK Antarctic Heritage Trust is looking for you.
Yeah. This is an ad.
Yeah. Port Lockroy Base needs a leader, a shop manager, and a general assistant to help protect the heritage and conserve its environment and share its rich history with about 18,000 visitors each season.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
No. If hired, you will spend 5 months in November, from November to March, at Base A, a British base situated on the tiny Gaudier Island off the Antarctic Peninsula.
No, I'm psyched.
Tasks include managing a gift shop at a British Antarctic Territory post office and dealing with maintenance. Average temperature during that time of year, about 22 below zero.
Yeah.
Please send your resume to Jim.
Yeah.
Or openings.
Yeah.
At the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust.
Yeah. They're looking...
We're looking for you.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Mrs. Fauci and I could go down there. I'm about ready to take a break. And I'm sure it's pretty COVID-free.
Yeah, I think it is. Mickey Gordon program for My Hit Radio. The single people of this country are having a bad time. 63% of people who are single and looking for a relationship say that dating is harder today than it was before the pandemic.
Yeah, well. I always told people you could keep dating during the pandemic just but when you were having sex, wear a mask.
Oh. 32% say that it's about the same dating as it was before the pandemic, and 3% of respondents consider the dating seemed to be easier today.
Yeah, because people are desperate.
Well, they've been locked up in their houses with no hidey.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for Mindhead Radio. A veteran reporter in Spain was reporting about the upcoming Easter holiday. She was at the airport live on the air. At one point, a woman is seen walking behind the reporter with a huge inflatable in the shape of a male private parts.
Yeah, I mean a big pee.
Walked into the back for a couple of minutes while the report went on. The reporter never noticed it, and eventually the person with the blow-up penis walked away.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to improve sleep?
Yeah.
Ready for some not-so-incredible sleep advice from one doctor? Here you go. A study says to improve your sleep, cut back on late-day coffee drinks and stay off social media when you go to bed. Crazy? Right?
I don't know. Sounds logical.
Ever open a web browser or your email with a specific goal in mind and then 20 minutes later realize that not only did you not accomplish that goal, but you don't even remember what that goal was?
Yeah. You get distracted because all this other stuff.
It's called wilfing.
Yeah. It's a new thing. Wilfing.
Wilfing? Oh, I've heard of it. Hill and I, we wilf all the time, baby. Wilfing is what was I looking for?
That's the acronym.
Apparently, most Americans wilf away 2 hours each week.
Yeah, it's true.
So there you have it. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Major cheese heist in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Gorda van Dorp, a Dutch cheese farmer, woke up recently to a mostly empty cheese storage room.
Uh-oh. You like the closet?
Overnight, the unknown thieves had taken from her shelves 161 wheels of cheese.
Yeah, you seen them big Dutch wheels of cheese?
3,500 pounds of cheese.
Wow.
They had taken months to make and mature, so, of course, Gerda van Dorp was not pleased.
Not pleased. I am not pleased.
The value of the cheese, $23,000. The thieves also stole her trailer and two wheelbarrows from the farm, presumably to transport the cheese to a bus or a truck. Remember, a wheel of cheese is roughly 22 pounds. The trailer and wheelbarrows were left nearby.
No sign of the cheese.
Nope. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thanks for joining us. We are going to do Wacky But True. That's coming up next. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. So some folks are down in the subway station in Boston, Massachusetts the other day, and they hear this. It's coming from the wall.
Yeah.
So eventually authorities show up, and then the fire department shows up, and they get pickaxes and chop open the wall. There's a dude in there.
Yeah. Dude in the wall.
He was stuck behind two concrete walls. He had fallen from an upper platform somehow.
Yeah. Was he, smoking a jitty? Probably.
A gang of crafty scrap metal thieves dismantled and made off with a 550-ton defunct iron bridge in eastern Indiana. Or rather, eastern India.
Yeah. Could have happened in Indiana.
Yeah, it happened in India. Police say the thieves pulled off the heist by pretending to be government irrigation officials. This is an unused bridge. Bridge had been closed down, so they brought bulldozers and torches and tore apart the structure over the course of 2 days and then disappeared with the bridge.
Yeah, there you go.
Nashville police were called to the Hilton Airport Hotel after staff complained that a 35-year-old guy by the name of Daniel Caraballo was extremely intoxicated and refused to leave the property.
Yeah. Hey, I own this hotel. Hey, that went 30 feet.
Officers arrived to find him asleep in the hotel lobby with his pants undone
and his hand on his special purpose, probably.
After they woke him up and escorted him outside, he struggled to stand on his own and swayed from side to side. Unable to leave him to care for himself, he was transported to booking and charged with public intoxication.
Yeah, but there you go. Who's having a good day?
In the UK, a couple of guys used a chain and a truck to yank an ATM off its foundation. With Well, what they did is they dragged it down the road for about a mile, you know, getting away with the ATM because it's easier to drag it than try to load it, right? Yeah. Kind of a big spark show.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, suddenly it occurred to one of the men that they had left something behind when they ripped off the ATM. One of the guys had flicked away his cigarette during the ATM theft. Because he knew his DNA was in a database, he figured he'd better go back and get his butt.
Yeah.
So the men, still dragging the ATM, turned around and went back to where they ripped the ATM off the side of the building.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the police were waiting for them.
Who's having a bad day?
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, more wacky but true.
Yeah.
A Norwegian woman was scared beyond belief. This happened when she was sitting on the toilet and a rat popped its head up between her legs while she was doing her business. That is all. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Trashy showbiz and sleazy celebrity report coming up next.
Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon.
Cheesy showbiz. Cheesy celebrity and trashy showbiz report from the Mickey Gordon program at iNet Radio.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget tonight, 2022 CMT Music Awards will be on CBS. Kelsey Ballerini and Anthony Mackie will host this fan-voted award show tonight, 8 p.m. on CBS.
Do you think they're paying us?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Well, looks like Sonic the Hedgehog 2 rocked it at the box office over the weekend, made an estimated $71 million for its opening. The number not only exceeded expectations that had the film making closer to $50 million, but also marks the biggest opening ever for a video game-based film.
Yeah. Sonic Hedgehog 2.
Yeah, $71 million. So,
congrats to them. Yeah. Oh, very nice, very nice.
In at number two, nowhere near it, though, Morbius, $10.2 million. The Lost City, $9.1 million. Ambulance, about an ambulance.
Yeah.
$8.7 million. The Batman, in at number five, with $6.5 million.
Yeah.
1 year ago this week, the number one movie was Godzilla versus Kong.
Now, that's something I could get into.
It was good, man. Hell and I, we got it on streaming there. 5 years ago this week, The Boss Baby. 10 years ago this week, The Hunger Games. And 20 years ago this week, the number one film was Panic Room.
I'm feeling old. I remember that.
Chris Rock has been out on the road selling out shows after the big slap.
Oh!
From Will Smith. Will's now suspended from the Academy Awards for 10 years. And he keeps his award. And then he... But everybody's going and watching Chris Rock, who is pretty damn awesome anyhow. But they're also going to all his shows to see if he says anything. And he said, nope. Said last night at Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, that nope, he will not say anything about the slap. Fauci?
Oh, yeah. No, have a little trouble with the tummy.
So he's not going to say anything about the slap until he gets paid, whatever that means.
Yeah. He just don't want to get into it.
Actor Sam Elliott, the star of 1883, he has apologized for his highly criticized comments about director Jane Campion's The Power of the Dog and Benedict Cumberbatch's performance.
Yeah. Cumberbatch?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
So I guess Sam Elliott was being interviewed on a podcast of some kind. And they asked him about this, The Power of the Dog, and he kind of like ripped it apart. So he spoke at an event on Sunday in Los Angeles with stars of Paramount Plus's 1883. Elliot began with an apology for his past Power of the Dog disparaging comments made on the podcast in February.
No. We can all sleep now.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah.
Calling all crime fans. You can get paid $100 an hour to watch your favorite shows and post about the experience on social media. Magellan TV is looking for one fan of the crime genre to watch 24-hour marathon and then document it online.
Sounds really exciting.
Submit your resumes to Magellan TV.
Yeah. All you got to do is post and watch, right?
We got a Bennifer update coming up, so stand by for that.
Yeah.
Monsters First, Monsters, Inc. is one of Pixar's classic films, and the folks at the company made a four-minute version of it in the tradition of silent films.
So they shut the sound off.
They shut the sound off.
Whatever.
All right, Bennifer update here. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
They have gotten engaged.
Oh, surprise.
J-Lo only indirectly shared the news on her public social media. To get the full scoop, fans and non-fans have to sign up for her on the J-Lo email newsletter. We should actually get it. She's put out something called On the J-Lo email newsletter.
On the J-Lo. On the download J-Lo.
Go J-Lo.
Affleck.
Previously proposed to J-Lo in 2002 with a pink diamond ring, but the couple called off the engagement 2 years later after breaking up with several other people.
Yeah, trying out other equipment.
Bennifer found their way back to each other in 2021. She's still drinking?
Oh,
sure, he enjoys a cocktail or two.
Oh, no, in the past, he enjoyed more than a cocktail.
Where's Ben?
Oh, he's in the bush.
Good Lord. Anyhow, the news of the proposal isn't too surprising, given that the pair recently bought a house together.
It's in La La Land, LA,
something like that. Let's see, we covered that.
We got a couple more.
Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio with our trashy showbiz report. And celebrity schlock. A buyer has emerged for Betty White's home.
Yeah.
Located in Carmel, California, the home was put on the market for $7.95 million by Betty White's estate a couple of weeks ago. White died in December, a month short of her 100th birthday.
No.
Her estate accepted an offer last week, but the sale is still pending.
Yeah, pending.
So we got in the final season of Better Call Saul, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul will reprise their Breaking Bad roles.
Yeah.
And finally,
yeah, just we wanted you to know that.
Well, it's only logical. The headmaster of a Christian school in Louisiana, who was once on Survivor, has been accused of child abuse after allegedly taping shut the mouths of three students.
Ah, nice.
Pastor John Raymond turned himself in on Thursday on three counts of cruelty to juveniles.
Probably get a slap on the wrist.
Raymond was a contestant on CBS's Survivor Thailand back in 2002.
Yeah.
The hit reality show's fifth season. He was the first contestant to be thrown off the show.
Get out.
That is all. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff is coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Some things you didn't know yesterday. Things you might not know. In the home office in Reno, Nevada.
Switch mask.
So these are a couple of things you didn't know yesterday. The average American uses 20,805 sheets of toilet paper each and every year.
It's a lot of ass wiping.
Oh, I think Hill uses more, man. Though it makes up only 2% of our total body weight, the brain demands 20% of the body's oxygen and calories.
Yeah.
And finally, another thing you didn't know yesterday is each year roughly 22% of costumed actors who portray the characters at Disney's parks are injured on the job.
Yeah.
One of the major causes of injuries are when children punch the actor in the jewels.
Hey, Goofy, what's going on, Goofy? Oh, jeez. Oh, oh. Oh, oh.
Look, Mommy, Goofy's falling down.
Yeah, I gave him a shot in the nuts.
There you have that. What are some of these small things that people do that disgust you?
Yeah.
This comes from the folks on Reddit, I believe.
Yeah.
So they did a survey. What are some of the small things that people do that disgust you?
Yeah.
People who whose sole means of communication is through 20 emojis. That annoys people.
Yeah.
People also said that when people don't pick up after their dogs, that's annoying. People licking their phone to clean it.
Yeah.
That's often described as annoying. Listening to music without headphones in public. That's annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying, especially when you're in the library.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before. People who clip their toenails at work. People find that annoying.
Yeah.
Also, there is coughing without covering their mouths.
Ah, hey.
One guy says one thing that annoyed him a lot was he saw a lady pick her eye crust and then eat it.
Yeah. Not really.
And another thing that annoys people from this Reddit poll, when people walk into an elevator before letting the other people walk off.
That's called being a narcissist. Yeah. It's all about me.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A little fun and games, some trivia here.
Yeah.
Americans spend $2 billion on what each year?
Yeah. I don't know. No clue. Masks.
with you, Fauci, it's always masks.
Yep. Oh, it's all about the mask, man.
Do you have some mask stock?
Oh, no. No, I would never do something like that.
All right, Americans spend $2 billion on what each year? It's called teeth and mouth cleaning supplies, like toothpaste, toothbrushes, oral care, gum, mouthwash, and breath mints.
What a breath mint? Ah.
And finally, because it's time to wrap it up, kids.
Yeah, finally.
8 billion cans of this are sold around the world each year.
What, 8 billion cans of Coca-Cola?
Nope, that's not it.
Pepsi.
Not it. Professor?
A beer. I'm thinking of the beer. Oh, that was me, man.
Hold it together.
Nope, not beer. And Bill, President Clinton?
8 billion cans of this are sold a year. Baked beans?
No.
The answer is, what is Red Bull?
Come on, man.
Yeah. That's going to do it for today. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, our producer.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
And also the professor, Fatso Puny. Always good to do it here. I represent the older folks because they need a little bit of a representation. The professor was around in the 60s, rocking and rolling. Knew Mick Jagger doggone well. You should have seen it when Keith stuck his arm up that elephant's butt. That's a story for another time. President Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks, man. Head home. I was getting a text here from Hill. Want some bread at the store. Better get it or it'll be a rough afternoon.
Dr. Fauci?
Oh, yeah. Always good to be here. We'll do it again tomorrow. If it's not a repeat.
We'll just play it by ear. And Rickshaw, right? We got you?
Oh, yeah. You got it.
And a boy named Sue runs the equipment. The guy who can actually turn off. But he would never do that. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for joining us. You're the most important part of the whole thing. Be good and peace. That's the Mickey Golden program for MyNet Radio. Copyright 2022 Internetwork. MyNet Radio.